From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. If there's any topic that hovers over the Alabama legislature, never quite going away, it's gambling. The perennial issue has always fallen short. Well, the discussion is back this year, and we talk about it with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He joins us now. Hello, Todd.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. And let's start with gambling in this way. Why is this such a tricky issue, and what's been going on with it this week?
Yeah, it is a tricky issue, and that's really just because there's so many components involved. Of course, you're talking a lottery. You're talking casinos that kind of exist in the state in a quasi-legal way, and sports betting. That's really the growing gambling component. You know, all of that is not legal right now, and so there have been efforts over the years to pass a comprehensive gambling bill that would allow voters to vote to say whether or not they want these things to be legal and to get revenue from those gambling operations. So there was, you know, talk this year of a bill coming back. We did some original reporting on that from Greg Allbritton. He's the sponsor of the gambling bill, has been for several years now. But at the end of the day, on Thursday, late Thursday, the leader of the Senate, President Pro Tem Garland Gudgert, issued a statement saying, we're not doing this year. You know, we've only got 12 more days of the legislative session. We have to pass the budgets. We have other really important issues. We don't have time to take up gambling. So effectively, as of late Thursday, gambling's dead for the session yet again.
Does that mean it truly is dead?
I think so. But and the sponsor himself said it's not just dead for this year, but it's dead for next year, because next year is an election year, and it's really hard to pass something that controversial during an election year. You're not going to see, I don't think, significant gambling legislation, at least not on the legalization side, until after the next election.
Well, also, a bill making changes to how logging trucks are regulated in Alabama passed the Senate on Tuesday. It's a bill that's drawn fire from state transportation officials. And Todd, explain what this is all about.
The forestry industry, right, logging, you see the logging truck going up and down the road. They want to increase the axle limit, the amount of weight that each axle on the truck can carry, because they say their trucks are having to run too many routes. They're getting penalized when they go to weigh stations and things like that. So the logging industry has sought increasing the weight limit on, you know, per axle. Well, the Department of Transportation and the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency pushed back hard on that. They say, look, increasing that weight, all it will do is add to the wear and tear on Alabama roads. We know we have some problems with the roads anyway, and so we don't want to deteriorate our roads and bridges. So there's been a big fight over this. At the end of the day, they reached a compromise where the loggers didn't get what they wanted in terms of a weight limit increase, but they did get a reduction in the number of trucks that can be pulled over at one time. That's really what they were irritated about. And so, compromise of sorts, it passed the Senate, going to the House. And so the conversation could start over in the House, but it's a thorny issue, and one I think we're going to see reemerge next week.
Well, finally, lawmakers held a public hearing this week on a bill that would allow a different kind of health care plan for farmers. It has the health insurance industry lined up in opposition. What would this bill do?
That's right. Alabama Farmers Federation, better known as ALFA, is seeking to state permission, you know, legalization of allowing them to offer their members exclusively health care plans. It's actually not insurance, because technically insurance is regulated both on the federal and state level. Think about the Affordable Care Act, think about all the different regulations. And all that is meant to offer consumer protections, right? Pre-existing conditions, you have to cover that as an insurance company. You have to offer guaranteed coverage of this and that. You can't drop people, things like that. Very important to the insurance industry. Well, those rules wouldn't apply if this law were to pass. And so that's what the healthcare industry is pushing back on, saying, hey, we've got to follow all these rules for consumer protections, for keeping people healthy. But ALFA says, look, it's designed not to be a typical health insurance plan. It's designed to be a health plan that suits their members. And what they're really seeking to do is make it cheaper. They say that farmers in this state have a really hard time paying these high health insurance premiums. They're trying to give them a break. So they did amend the bill to put some more oversight, especially from the Department of Insurance, to kind of calm those fears a little bit. But the insurance industry, healthcare industry, is still opposed to it. It's going to come up for a committee vote probably next week and could be on the House floor as soon as Thursday.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, good to have you here.
Good to be with you.